up down for
entertainment news for you.
Sponsors:
Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Thanks, Mino. Ladies and gentlemen, Corby Davidson.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
I've just seen the bear versus monkey video. Anybody wake up this morning to watch Kong versus Godzilla? Spend a couple hours just kind of warming up?
Did not.
No, me neither.
My apologies to the Kong family.
Yeah. Good news, I think. As do you know who Ahmed Best is? Ty, you probably do.
I do.
Bob, do you know who Ahmed Best is? Does that name ring a bell in your universe?
Wasn't he a Cal running back?
When I turn my computer screen around and I show you this photo, he is...
Jar Jar?
Yes.
Said with such disdain.
Jar Jar!
I'm sorry, there's very few movie characters that I have a bigger problem with than Jar Jar.
Apparently...
It's not his fault. It's Disney's fault. It's George's fault.
It's George's fault.
Yeah.
Jar Jar Binks actor Ahmed Best says he will not be in the new Obi-Wan Kenobi Disney Plus series, which is smack dab in the middle of his world because you got Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen both reprising their roles. So why not Jar Jar? About Jar Jar?
Are they going to kind of do the bit with the Duke boys where they were off racing NASCAR? Like
right.
They come up with a real...
It was their cousins.
Yes.
What were their names?
Coy and Vance came in for Bo and Luke.
How did you know that?
Dude.
Was that...
For some reason...
Can't miss TV.
For some reason, my parents had all these rules. But Dukes of Hazzard was okay.
With Daisy Duke?
Yeah.
Let's just say... that my wife has pointed that out before. She's like, huh.
What about the
interesting.
What about the Incredible Hulk?
Interesting policy your dad had, I wonder.
That was about the same time. Were you watching the Hulk at that point?
No.
You never watched the Hulk?
I mean, I did. I certainly am aware of the Hulk, but that was not... There were two shows that I recall in that period of time, which I probably can't even identify the years. I'm going to say pre-1985 television.
Yeah.
Two shows that were like gather around its time. The Duke Boys.
Yeah.
And Chips.
Chips was late 70s, right?
Ponch and John were huge at the house.
77 to 83.
For Chips?
Yes. I never watched Chips.
I wasn't a big fan.
I think Mom thought Eric Estrada might have had something.
Eric Estrada?
Estrada, right?
Estrada with an E?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ass, you saying ass.
I did not say
that. You are. You're saying a naughty word.
Still thinking about the Dukes again. Old Daisy.
You know, the Dukes, not only were they featuring a car called the General Lee with a Confederate flag draped all on top of it.
But they weren't meaning no harm.
No. No, it was great. It was awesome. They just loved the South. But was there anything else in there that would have made it odd? Did anybody have a drinking issue? Was someone like, because I don't remember any of, I just remember car chases and things like that.
Well, the whole thing, wasn't Uncle Jesse, wasn't he like selling moonshine or something?
Was he?
I thought that was part of the deal.
But he wasn't meaning no harm either.
Oh, I got a question. What did the two of them do for a living?
Bo and Luke?
Yeah. Like, what were they always running from the cops?
They're just good old boys.
It kind of looked like often they would, well, aside from their racing career, which was doing well, kind of farm work, kind of chores. They were choring.
So they did chores to pay for a car that probably cost $180,000 to keep up every year with the suspension issues.
Well,
and
they
crit jumping.
They knew Enos. And they, actually they knew Crazy Cooter, cause Enos would not help. He was on the police force. But, Crazy Cooter could help them find some car parts at probably a reasonable rate.
Think about that. Two mid-20s hunky men who really didn't have jobs and they ran from the cops at all times.
Yeah.
Okay, so this,
it's a really weird premise.
Okay, here's the plot overview on Wiki. Bo and Luke were previously sentenced to probation for illegal transportation of moonshine.
Dude, they were moonshine!
Uncle Jesse made a plea bargain with the government to refrain from distilling moonshine in exchange for their freedom. As a result, Bo and Luke were on 5 years probation, not allowed to carry firearms. Instead, they often use compound bows with arrows tipped with dynamite.
Which were awesome.
What in the...
They always were blowing up outhouses with these.
Were your parents aware of this, the backstory, you think? Because mine certainly was. If they would have read Wikipedia back in 1982, and it said these dudes were basically prisoners because their uncle ran a moonshine game, they were illegally running bootlegging across county line, and they had bow and arrows laced with dynamite.
Look, I'm not here to take sides.
I think you are.
I am here to say, though, that I've been told,
and
I
they have a Confederate flag car.
Well, at the time,
this says Boss Hogg was their probation officer.
This is so ridiculous.
He was? Wasn't like chief of police?
He was the county commissioner.
I would pay.
What does that even mean?
I would pay $20,000 right now, like stroke a check, if in fact I had that, to hear this pitched in a Hollywood office.
So. Okay, so like the earliest stories of NASCAR.
Yeah.
Was moonshine running.
100%.
You know this? Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
yes, I'm familiar with that.
Well, why would you know historical racing backstories?
I mean, every kid knows.
Okay,
that.
Okay. And then the general premise of the entire show did short circuit me even as a kid that if you could just get to the state line, the cops would pretty much stop like it's a shield outside the Star Destroyer and then just kind of shake their fists.
Yeah, Roscoe could never get them if they got past the county line.
Yeah.
And so then I started wondering, is this how the world works? And are county lines some sort of way? I mean, do the police forces across county lines even know each other?
Right.
Do they work together?
Once you get across the line, you
have each other's contact information.
You can take the kidnapped baby out of the car and taunt the police officers with it.
Just holding it with one leg.
What's up?
Yeah.
What are you going to do now? County line.
It all comes back to that.
And of all the characters that they made a spinoff with, it was Enos.
What was... I don't remember that.
Like, he goes to the big city and has wacky adventures.
One time, Dan and I had James Best on.
Yeah.
Roscoe
remember
P.
that.
Goldtree.
Did you have one of Bo or Luke on, too? Didn't you? Or am I thinking of David Hasselhoff?
Oh, yeah. We had Tom Wolpat up here, didn't we? Because he was on something that day, I think.
Was he creepy like Hasselhoff, talking about dating his daughter and stuff?
No, but they both appeared to take some pills right before they joined us in studio.
As you will.
Now, the other thing about the Duke boys, and I probably have told you this before, but if you were to make a list of like the five biggest days in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin growing up, one of them is absolutely when Tom Wopat came to the county fair.
Did you go?
I did not, but there were like stories of those who got to. Like I wasn't
the legend.
I wasn't one of the fortunate kids that got to see Luke Duke in person.
In a kissing booth.
I think he was a Scotty, and that's why we roped him into the county fair, probably.
In 2017, he was arrested and told police that he buys cocaine in large quantities and uses it over time.
Oh.
That's according to Wikipedia.
And by the way, the running back for Cal is Javid Best, right?
Yeah, not Ahmed.
Right.
Former Detroit Lion, I believe.
Former Detroit Lion.
Back to segments. Well, anyway, I don't know what happened just then, but Jar Jar Binks will not be in the...
Boy, we...
I don't know what happened.
Can anybody...
Jar Jar to Boss Hogg.
Can anybody diagram that conversation?
Hey, what was our obsession? Think about this. What was America's obsession with the South in general when it came to television? From Beverly Hillbillies to Green Acres to Andy Griffith.
Petticoat Junction.
Petticoat Junction, leading into Dukes of Hazzard.
Dallas.
We had this obsession with not just the South, but like rednecky, hillbilly. Think about that. That's weird.
The hillbilly had his day on network television.
Boy, did they ever.
Yeah. Are hillbillies still around?
What do you think?
Is that a term that...
They don't like it.
The hillbilly frowns upon?
Yeah, the hillbilly doesn't like it, but hell yes, the hillbilly...
Don't they go by, like, people of the land or something now?
The hillbilly is around...
Man, what a wild name. Who came up with hillbilly? I hope they profited off it. That's a...
It's pretty awesome.
It's a wildly great name, yeah. Right?
Paul Simon has...
Y'all are hillbilly.
Yeah, it's a definitely... It's you don't want to call a hillbilly a hillbilly. You might
it's
get
not
shot.
A complimentary term.
No, you may get shot with a a musket.
Instance of hillbilly ever used? I can give that...
What?
The first instance of hillbilly was used in July 1892 in something called the Railroad Trainman's Journal. It was a picture of a men and women in West Virginia labeled Camp Hillbilly.
I was going to say it had to be in West Virginia.
Well,
it's hills.
I think it requires hills. That's right. You can't flatland a hillbilly. They must be called something else.
It's like a billy goat. So it's like man goat, like redneck man goat.
Anyway, back to Jar Jar.
Paul Simon has joined Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Stevie Nicks, and many others in the recent rush of catalog sales. Paul Simon, who is one of the most successful songwriters of the past, what, millennium?
The short guy that used to be in the Beatles, as Beavis said.
That's right. No, it was a short guy from Africa that used to be in the Beatles.
Oh, yeah.
Because he did Graceland.
Awesome.
So he has sold his catalog. And as Danny told us a long time ago, when this started to be a thing, this sounds like, and yeah, this is going to be for hundreds of millions of dollars. Hundreds of millions. They do this for tax purposes because they're at an age where somebody is getting ready to get this.
Right. We can't have estate tax.
This has got to be some sort of tax shelter. But you're talking about 50 years of stuff from Paul Simon, including all the Simon and Garfunkel junk that, not junk, great songs that you still hear on the radio every day. The solo career, he petered out in 90 or something like that, but he had like 25, 30 years of songs that were always on the radio, and therefore they're still always on the radio because of the splintering of radio and all the different channels that we have out there. But
my mom hates 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
Why?
She just, I don't know. Every time it would come on, turn that off.
Do you think your dad's, every time there was another way to leave her?
Ooh, slip out the back, Jack.
Yeah.
He's jotting down notes.
Ooh. Right, just leave it on the, he just made a new plan, Stan.
This is great. It's a blueprint.
So, when he's listing ways, make a new plan is considered a way?
Make a new plan, Stan. No need to be coy, Roy.
Those aren't
just
ways.
Listen to me. No.
Those are different. That's a very frustrating
Hop
song,
off
I think.
The bus,
if you were...
Gus. No need to discuss us.
Just drop off the key, Lee. And get yourself free.
Yeah. It's all leading up to drop the key off, Lee. And there's your way to get out. You just drop the key off and you leave.
It feels like...
But your name has to be Lee.
He's filibustering rather than providing ways to leave your lover.
It's like a fortune cookie. Fortune cookies never are a fortune.
Vague.
It's just like a statement. You know? they've shifted in, over time. Sound of Silence, Bridge Over Troubled Water, The Boxer, Mrs. Robinson, Homeward Bound, I Am a Rock, Me and Julio, 50 Ways, Still Crazy, Graceland... Yeah, somebody cut him a massive, massive check for this.
You bid?
No, let's see. So his body of work joins... Okay, so he was represented by Sony. So Sony had the Beatles, Michael Jackson, all of... It just says Motown. All of Motown. Queen... Stevie Wonder, among many others. He says, I'm pleased to have Sony Music Publishing be the custodian of my songs for the coming decades. How do they have that, all this money? Like, they keep throwing out hundreds of millions of dollars. It's like Netflix.
Yeah.
Where do they keep coming up with hundreds of millions?
At least with Netflix, you can see all the income and all the revenue. And
yeah.
This, it just feels...
And like all these people that have sold their rights, Fleetwood Mac being one of the latest ones... I still have yet to really hear any of this.
Right.
Like, where are all the Bob Dylan songs that were going to be all over the TV commercials and movies and things like that? Is this a long game? Are they betting on the long game?
We should sell the rights to the ticket CDs and see what happens.
Yeah, can like Simon and Garfunkel get in on this?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
We need some fat stacks.
Are you familiar with Like Simon and Garfunkel that focused on Mike Reiner drops?
The Sounds of Reiner.
Absolutely.
Okay. Maybe we need to revisit that on a Friday Fun. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's take a break. Let's come back. Let's do a snake pit.